This is that foreign land with the spirit on turns and it all feels fine. Be a super sign.
Hello, this is Casey and Chris from Totally Irresponsible. We have Annika guest starring today, but she's not quite here yet. That was The Shins. Up next, we have Lady Lamb. What do you want to say?
Well, my mic is not on, and I also don't have a voice.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Chris is a little bit sick, so we probably won't be talking too much today, but we'll still get to hear his wonderful music. Let's play this next song.
On you. sour fear of defeat, like wounded soldiers, all still and slight, lining like silk all the
Fishing by the lane with my hands in my pocket, tingling a wish coin that I stole from a fountain that was drowning all the cares in the world. When I get over, climbing up on the back fence, moaning to the dogs that I'm coming with, a ring and a question. I'm a dozen and a voice that was singing underneath. Na 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 na.
And we're back.
Hello,
welcome,
everyone.
Annika.
It's me, Annika, here this week.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. We just realized that.
Do you think it changes anything in your life, the fact that it is St. Patrick's Day today? Because I don't think so. I think my day's been very normal.
It's been fine.
I think there's too much traveling.
I saw one Irish flag, but other than that.
Good for that really? Person.
Is St. Patty's Day a big celebration thing in Boston?
I think so. I remember seeing a lot of drunk people on the T last year this time. So, you know.
Probably.
Vodka water bottles and the such.
Yeah. It's a little too close to spring break to see any celebrations here at Tufts, though. Most people are packing or gone, yeah. Yeah. That was the Lumineers and Beck you just heard. Up next, we have the Mountain Goats, yes. Courtesy of Annika.
I want to say things, but I don't know the voice.
We can translate for you.
Could you please?
Okay. Could you please?
Just shut off the mic.
Okay.
That's not how you shut off a mic.
I'm still learning this, okay. Here we go.
The morning comes to a stuttering halt. The cool breeze that blows is somebody's fault. The summer heat tries to burn through. And I look over toward you, but something's happening. Morning glories climb the wall, and you speak in a slow drawl. I'm trying to piece together what you're saying, but the birds are screeching, the hounds are baying. I don't remember there being any hounds around here. We lean back and we clink our glasses, raise the drinks to our thirsty mouths, thick as molasses, ice cold vodka eases in as the low pressure system brings the breezes in, and they sashay and pirouette above you. The only thing I know is that I love you, and I'm holding on. Yeah.
Don't you worry there, my honey. We might not have any money, but we've got our love to pay the bills. Maybe I think you're cute and funny. Maybe I wanna do what bunnies do with you, if you know what I mean. Get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Well, you might be a bit confused,
and you might be a little bit bruised,
but baby, how we spoon like no one else. So I will help you read those books, if you will soothe my worried looks.
And we will put the lonesome on the shelf. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I. Let's get rich and buy our parents' homes in the south of France. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Thank you. Hey, you Jojo, yeah, I know your name. Thought I saw you jump a Utah train, but I could not say, I could not say. Heard you tried to keep your hat on a shelf. Married a woman, went off and loved someone else. It could be as well, I cannot tell. Oh, no, I cannot tell. Jojo, don't you forget your name. They might try to keep you from the man you have been. So don't go that way. Don't go that way. Oh, 'cause the story.
I think I'm too confused to share this story.
I think this is the perfect amount of confused to share the story.
Okay, well, I was trying to say that when I was abroad in Chile, in one of my classes, a professor had asked some question to the class, and there's this one girl who responded and said, "El Papa." Wait, the problem is I don't remember the difference between the word for Pope and potato in Spanish, but that's the punchline. She said the wrong one and essentially shouted, "The potato!" So that's my story.
I remember it as capital P is Pope, lowercase p is potato.
Yeah, but how would you, like, what's the pronunciation difference? Because I know there's a difference.
Context. It's because I'm not.
Oh, it might be Ellen La Papa. I think you said that earlier. And El Papa. Accent's different. But El Papa and La Papa is
different.
I've
never said that in my life.
Okay, actually, yes, that's my whole story. She shouted La Papa, which is potato, and not El Papa, which is the Pope. The end.
La Papa.
Wow.
Mystery solved.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Annika. You just heard Blind Pilot and Ingrid Michaelson. Up next, we have Walter Martin and probably Regina Spektor eventually, maybe.
Cool.
Here we go.
I can't sing. I need a little advice or something. Just a couple pointers, so I gave you Matt the ring. I don't want to waste your time. I'm sure you're on the road, driving all night. But Matt, I can use some advice, cause I've been off key all my life. It's time I learned to sing. That's why I'm giving you a ring.
Walt, here's the deal. If you sing too high, it's got no appeal. If you sing too low, it just don't sound real. So just close your eyes, Walt, and sing what you feel. You know, Walt, I got a little exercise we can try. Repeat after me.
Okay.
Oh,
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 oh.
Okay, that's pretty good. Let's try ah.
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 Ah. And Walt, don't waste your time singing about love and lonely nights. Cause no one's gonna pay a dime or stand in line to hear you whine. You gotta sing something new. Just try to keep it in tune.
Lord knows that's all I do. Hey, Matt, hey, Matt. I guess that's all. You know, I really appreciate you taking my call. For helping me out with my singing and all. You know, Matt, you got a very, very special voice. But I admit, for this song, you weren't my first choice. You see, Matt, I tried to get Randy Newman. But Randy Newman never actually responded. So thanks for stepping in, Matt. It really means a lot. Thanks, Matt.
No problem, Walt. You really asked Randy Newman to sing in this song?
Yeah, I did, actually.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Why didn't he do it?
I don't really know. I'm thinking maybe he thought my organ playing was too flashy or something. I don't know. Or maybe he's not into hand claps, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's keep practicing.
All right.
Oh. My fault, Walt went too high. Down.
Talking to, then they'll give us a talking to, 'cause they're
Sorry about that, the mics weren't on. We're here with an alternative scouting PSA. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-ed inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. A public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Hey, Casey, what was that number again?
Oh, gosh. 636-542-8855 to learn more about scouting, which is a great thing. Everybody should learn outdoorsy things.
Mm-hmm.
Should I tell the story about Jamal Wallace now?
Only if you want to.
He's become an instant legend, source of many, many very
many
confused nights, and also about 17 memes. Okay, so it was the afternoon, right, of a Chem 2 exam at Tufts University. A man named Jamal Wallace, Dartmouth student. Wait, let me tell you how the story set up before I tell you what actually happened.
Okay.
So, really, all we knew was that the professor for Chem 2 received an exam that was barely filled out and was had the name of a student who did not go to Tufts, was not in Chem 2, and had left after appearing sick within 15 minutes of starting. And everyone was freaking out, trying to figure out what could have possibly happened. Some people thought it was Matt Damon secretly taking the test, because he was here that day.
In the gym,
was in the gym, just randomly.
Yeah, of course.
Apparently his brother-in-law?
I've heard lots of stories. Who knows what the truth is?
He's around here all the time. So a student in Chem2 had a Dartmouth friend visiting. And this friend, being learned, was like, maybe I'll try this exam.
Why not?
Except he forgot a calculator. Most of Chem2 involves things that
algorithms.
Yeah. You need calculators for that. So he just got stumped really quickly. Tried to save face by acting sick, and the mystery...
He'd taken a beginner's drama class one year, his first semester at Dartmouth.
Right, that's how he was able to do it so well.
Yes.
The professor did not expect a thing.
I was there, I was present, but so absorbed by my exam that I did not notice, absolutely had no idea.
Yeah. So really funny story.
Mystery solved.
Really anticlimactic ending.
I thought it was good. It had a nice, smooth resolution.
Yeah. But that was pretty much the most exciting thing this week. We have some Mac DeMarco to cheer you up on this snowy spring. It's not spring yet.
It's warm.
It's almost
soon,
spring.
3 days, I think.
You call 30 degrees warm?
And it's supposed to blow.
That's how you know we live in Boston.
And it's supposed to
blow. I'm getting older, chip up on my shoulder, blown up through life, you roll over.
Haven't you noticed? Get up, get down. Be the general Jason and stop.
Hello, we're back. This might be our last time. You just heard Sylvanesso and Adriana Figueroa with a song from the soundtrack of Steven Universe, our new favorite cartoon. We have no shame in watching a children's show. Up next, we have Aretha Franklin and Robin. And if we have time to get to it, Noah and the Whale. Any parting words? Just in case.
The walk sign is not on right now.
Be sure to eat a lot of spring fruits, because then it'll make spring come quicker. Because in economics, can they hear me?
I'm not certain.
I don't think so.
Okay, just read what I'm saying.
Enunciate.
No, it's just I don't have a voice.
Okay.
So, someone translate.
If
you eat a lot of spring fruits,
if you eat a lot of spring fruits and spring foods,
it will create an elasticity of demand,
and that will increase the demand.
It's hard to do.
And make it spring.
And make spring come quicker.
More
because the market will match
now.
The demand for
then
spring.
The market will match the demand, and that's how it comes faster.
I think I probably should take econ before
I try to
understand that. No.
I think of it. I'll teach you later.
Okay, here we go.
I bet she's around. years' time, we could be walking round a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you. And there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through. And there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies. And sun, sun, sun all down our necks. And there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces. And sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes. And we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine. 'Cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk. And it was fun, fun, fun when we were laughing. It was fun, fun, fun. Oh, it was fun. That I've ever been. And I'll say, I no longer feel I have to be James Dean. And she'll say, yeah, well, I feel all pretty happy too. And I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you. And if you love, love, love all through our bodies. And love, love, love all through our minds. And if you love, love, love all over her face. And love, love, love all over mine. And though moments are just in my head, I'll be thinking about them as I'm lying in bed. And I know that admittedly they might not even come true, but in my mind I'm having a pretty good time with you. Oh, in 5 years' time I might not know you. In 5 years' time we might not speak. Oh, in 5 years' time we might not get along. There'll be love, love, love. Wherever you go, 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 there'll be love, love.